Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Dear Freak Show, I've completely had it with dating here in Tampa. I'm 29 years old, and I feel like I've been dating my entire life. I want you to know I have my life together. I got my education. I have a good job. I'm ready to find a committed man. Trying to date and have somebody take me seriously has been a real challenge. I'm always upfront about what I'm looking for when meeting someone, but these men out here love to play games. I either get ghosted, love bombed, lied to, or cheated on. It seems like a continuous cycle of trash that's left out here to date. My parents met through an arranged marriage and have been together for 35 plus years. They always tell me that they know a few good guys that they've tried to set me up with, and I've blown it off. I mean, who wants to be set up by their parents? Well, now I do. I'm now giving them my dating life. They're not setting me up on an arranged marriage, but I am giving them control of my dating life. They know exactly what my morals are. They know what I'm looking for, and I trust them. Trying to date the traditional way hasn't worked for me. Dating online hasn't worked, and being set up through friends has been more egregious than not. So dating sucks, and it's hard. Signed, Broken Love.
Dating does suck after a while. If you just continuously, people don't understand where you're coming from or they mistreat you. Dating can suck.
I think you need to look inward. And, like, what are you doing wrong is one of the things. Like, one of the things that stood out to me in that email is she said, like, when I meet somebody, I'm very upfront about what I do. That upfront could kind of scare a lot of people away. Like, hey, I'm here. I want to have children. I want to get married. I want to fall in love. But yo, we just met. So I think maybe you should work on your approach before you hand that off to somebody else.
Well, it's already handed off. Parents are taking over the run. And parents got a 35-year track record. Maybe they can find you somebody.
And your parents always do say that. Like, oh, I know a good guy. Saw him here. He's a doctor.
Think about it, though. I mean, if your parents had to select somebody for you, do you think they would knock it out of the park? Because they know you, they have the relationship with you. They might know your freaky side. Yeah. They might not know that side or whatever, but they know what kind of person that you would want, especially if you're emulating what they got.
If you're close enough with your parents, sure.
I don't think so. I don't think that they'll necessarily know the right person for you all the time. And that 35 years, like, okay, that's a long time, but in the arranged marriage world, could they leave if they wanted to, or is it kind of like you're locked in for life, better?
You don't get to leave.
I don't know how that works, but I'm just saying that length of time might not necessarily equate to what you're looking for.
All right, 888-429-0941. Don't nobody call me if y'all in an arranged marriage. That's just gonna make it weird. All right, but we got questions, so I'm saying if you have one. But what have you let your parents take the lead of your dating world? Like, and how has that worked out? Because Broken here is giving the reins up to her parents. 888-429-0941. Got them next.
Let's see all the people that are checking in saying that dating here sucks.
No, they pretty
upset. Is it different than other places?
Yeah, yes.
Person did.
Say yeah, that. Out of the 347, Tampa absolutely sucks for dating. I'm from New York City, and have more decent options out there. And that's saying something.
People from New York always think that New York.
Did you hear what she said, though? She said, I can't find anybody in as much as I could find them in New York. And that's saying something because New York ain't exactly great.
Nah.
So they weren't big. It wasn't big enough New York like normally. I'm from New York, son. It wasn't the same thing.
We know how to date in New York.
Amanda is on the phone. Amanda, what's up?
Hey, I was telling Davi, I love my mother dearly, but I would not let her set up my marriage.
Why? I mean, maybe not marriage, but why? Why not find you a dating option if mom is got a good plug on who you are?
So my mom is more like conservative and stuff, and I'm not gonna say I'm crazy, but I'm a lot more like hyper, I guess you would say, than my mother.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things like that I'll do that she wouldn't do.
okay, how about this, though? If your parents, because, I mean, I'm seeing people writing in saying your parents got a good DNA of who you are, but they don't know exactly who you are. So I kind of I kind of agree with that. But if you're crazy, if she can find you a good candidate, or maybe two or three, and then you can then figure out which one has your crazy factor, now you at least starting with a good beginning, right?
Yes, but no to me. I'm the complete opposite of my mom. So, if my dad was still with us, then I might maybe let him. But my dad would try and kill anyone that came near me anyway. So.
Yeah, well, as a dad should. I do understand that. All right. Hey, Amanda, I appreciate you checking in with us. Let's see. We got text coming in that said, send little mama my way.
Yeah.
I like an upfront woman. I've been looking. And he has his IG account. I don't want to put it out there because I don't want to put him.
Hey, CEO,
there.
He's cute.
I
like it because his main photo I clicked on it is boozy.
He does have it's CEO in his name. That's all I will say.
Yeah, he's cute.
We got a text out the 727. It says, "I met the love of my life on Tinder. We've been 5 years strong now. Maybe she's not trying hard enough."
Somebody says, "I'm 31." And I have to agree with this person who wrote in, dating in the Tampa Bay area has been terrible. And most people aren't looking for long-term relationships, aren't being upfront with intentions. I think the writer might be taking the right choice.
But Tampa is such a melting pot. We have people from all over the country, all over the world that have relocated here. So I don't understand why Tampa is supposed to be like this anomaly, like, oh, it's just a dating black hole and you can't find love.
She said it's a cycle of trash. Like, she just continuously, people are just love bombing her or cheating on her, lying to her.
What's a love bomb?
Love bomb is like you're infatuated with each other, like right up front, super fast, honeymoon phase, sleep together, almost like move in phase, and then boom, somebody kind of goes.
I look at this as like somebody
that's new because it fades.
When you can't like find friends and you're like everybody is fake and everybody sucks, maybe the problem's in the mirror. Sometimes you gotta start there.
What if it's not? I think it is.
But see, people are thinking of their parents as they know them now. This is out of the 813.
Okay.
Your parents are not the same people they were in their 20s or 30s. They understand more than you know or give them credit for.
Well, out of the 407, I hate to admit it, but after a year of failed dating attempts, chicks only looking for random hookups or sugar daddies, I took Meredith's advice and tried a dating app, Bumble. Literally, the first person was a win. It's been 3 months so far, and everything has been great.
That ain't a win yet. Don't be, though. You just got 90 days on the job.
Did your parents ever try to hook you up with somebody?
Who?
Either one of y'all parents.
Of course.
And did it, like, did you follow through with
it? No, I didn't.
My dad tried to, like, lean me towards different ladies, but it was more so like, look at that girl right there. Like, it wasn't like, you know, hey, they come from a good family and we need to merge families and stuff. Like, it wasn't like that.
My mom always tried to hook me up with, like, some of her church friends' daughters.
Oh,
I never even entertained it.
Why? Why, though?
Because they were always frumpy and not hot, and it was just not my type. There was this one girl named Anna. And my mama tried for years to hook me up with Anna, and Anna was not the business. I'm like, Mom, no.
Were you offended?
Kind of. I'm like, Mom, I'm way more popping than Anna.
I'd like to apologize.
Oh my God, Anna.
To anybody in the Bay Area whose name is now Ann or Annie.
And she's happily married now. It was probably a good thing for both parties.
Crazy
so.
A. Whoever you are now, I apologize, because Davi just drug you through.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Anna.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.